how meat exports are growing. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever. This is Managing for Profit, brought to you by Claas. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Claas dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. In the last few years, the value of meat exported from the U.S. has grown significantly. Contributing to that growth is that many countries are growing in their wherewithal to buy it. More after this. Leanne Saunders of Castle Rock, Colorado, chairs the U.S. Meat Export Federation and tells Brownfield that there's been significant growth in meat exports from the U.S.
From January through September, when you look at the statistics, we have $6 billion in exports for beef. Well, we look at $5 billion, look to exceed that by the end of the year, and then $5 billion in exports for pork. So that's unprecedented growth that we've seen. If you look at that achievement compared to, say, 3 years ago, in those years, we were looking at just hopefully getting to $5 billion for the entire year. So through September, we're already there. Great increases in value and volume of beef and pork, so it's a great story to tell.
Why is that? What's been the reason behind the increases?
Years worth of work in these international markets. It takes years to develop the sales channels, the relationships to pull product through. USMEF has been working on behalf of the livestock and meat industry for years, developing those relationships and working on it. We've got great packers and processors and exporters that are in those markets every single day, developing those markets. And then, you know, you look at 96% of the world's population outside the United States, growing middle class worldwide, rising GDPs, all of which you have mothers in those countries wanting to feed protein to their families. So it's a great spot to be in.
Let's expand on that a little bit, because this growth in worldwide wealth seems to have been a good omen for U.S. cattle and hog producers.
That's absolutely correct. You know, and you look at specific markets, say Asian markets, and what we anticipate seeing over the course of the next 20 years, you know, what we've really got to focus on is really having enough supply to feed those markets and the demand in those markets. So it's exciting times. You have developed markets like Japan and Korea, very high-valued markets for the U.S. livestock and meat industry that we further penetrate, and they're paying high dollar for our beef and pork products. And then you've got new and developing markets, emerging markets, that are exciting in the Middle East and in Central and South America that we're penetrating now that we haven't been in before. So it's all of this that helps to support the continued growth in exports.
U.S. Meat Export Federation Chair Leanne Saunders talked to us at the recent National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. Tom Stever, Brownfield Ag News for America.